Yes, in the kitchen, where she would keep her fans, pots and pans, and condiments and so forth and so on.
Is there any difference between a pot and a pan?
Well, yes.
Which ones would she use these for soup, for example?
She generally uses soup. I mean, the soup. She generally uses the pots for soup, baking beans, and things like that.
The pans were for.
Sauces and, well, I don't know, there wasn't much on cooking, but
what would she use for bacon if she was going to fry that?
She'd use frying pan.
She grew up in McAllister?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Where did her people come from?
Well, mother was half Creek, and
did she go to the school down there in Hartsford?
She went, no. I can't, I'm a little hazy on this part of it. Mother has told me several times. The little town of Krebs, which I believe is east of McAllister. I believe that's where Mother got most of her schooling, was there. And then they came to Okmulgee, I don't know just what time, but then they moved up to a place north of town here, about 15 miles.
I just wondered, you said frying pan, and normally, well, this is a good northern term. That's my normal term. And of course,
well,
your mom came from
now
Illinois.
Then, I think where that comes, probably maybe where that would come from, would be my mother's father, I believe, was raised up north.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see some more. What would you call, or what were the rooms in your house? You mentioned the bedroom and the kitchen.
What are the other rooms?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we had kitchen, dining room. Front room, bedroom. I guess that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you use the front room regularly?
Oh yes, we did.
Uh-huh. Of course, what I'm looking there is front room and parlor to see if there's any difference.
I was raised on front room.
The old term is still around. It just did.
Very parlor is.
Yeah. Right. What would you call old worthless things?
I call them junk.
Where would you keep them?
Now, do you mean pertaining to the house or otherwise? Oh, just wherever they happen to find a resting place most of the time. No particular place.
What did your mother do in the morning after, well, after you'd eaten breakfast?
Well, it generally depended on the day of the week it was. Monday, as far as mother's concerned, was wash day, Tuesday was ironing day, and Wednesday was baking day. Pretty much how I was raised. And after breakfast, well, she would start in on one of those, and then the rest of the week, by various household duties work.
Uh-huh. When she baked, what did she bake?
Oh boy, I'll never forget that. Light bread and rolls.
What did you call bread that you bought from the store?
Oh, we just called it bread.
Just bread. And that what she baked was light bread?
Light bread, right.
Do you want to take
no,
that?
Show you.
What else did she make?
Oh, she would bake once in a while. She'd bake cinnamon rolls, as we call them, and she'd bake cakes, pies.
Did she ever use deep fat to make those things with a hole in the middle?
Donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. First day of March always.
Is that right? Regular?
Well, there's superstition. I don't remember what it was now, but that was regular.
Were these the fine textured ones or the ones with the large holes? That is.
They were what Mother called cake donuts. Never didn't make the bread donuts.
Did she use cornmeal for cooking?
She made cornbread quite often, yes.
Was this sweet or?
No, no, just regular cornbread. That's right.
Uh-huh. Did she use it for anything else? That is.
Oh, she'd use it for dressings. She can bake chicken wing dressing or things like that.
Did